Glenn, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum has finally recovered from the injuries he received the night he and Abner tracked down the museum marauder. And so now the old fellows are at last ready for the grand opening of their museum. As we look in on a little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store and library talking on the telephone.
Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom. The grand opening of our museum's going to be tomorrow afternoon. Mom? Oh, sure, bring the young'uns. They'll enjoy it. We got antiques here for all ages. Uh-huh. Well, that's fine. We'll be looking for you.
Mom, look what I got. Excuse me.
Well, we'll be looking forward to seeing you tomorrow afternoon, Miss Pomeroy. All right. Tell all your friends. All right. Goodbye. Mom? Oh, excuse me. Goodbye.
Look what I got here, Long.
For thanks. What are you doing with that suitcase?
Huh?
You can't go away now, Abner. You got to stay here and help with the grand opening of the museum.
I know it.
I told you 100 times I forgive you for whopping me with a baseball bat the other night. You don't need to leave town on account of that.
Lum, I ain't leaving town. This suitcase come in the mail just now.
In the mail?
Yeah, it's from Tennessee, so it must be some more of that buried treasure.
Well, I do know. I just got here in time, didn't it?
Yeah.
That fella over in Tennessee sure must be a digger. He don't never...
Oh, he's a worker, that fella is.
Reckon why he sent the stuff in a suitcase this time.
I don't know. I sort of wondered about that myself, and I just decided he must have run out of boxes.
Yeah, or maybe he found the treasure buried right in the suitcase.
Yeah, could.
Looks like it was dug up out of something.
Yeah, it ain't any too good a shape, I'll say that.
Well, come on, let's open it up, see what's in there.
Yeah.
This might have some crown jewels in it or something like that.
Doggies, I hope it's got one of them orange suits in it, them armories. I never have actually seen one of them things except in books. The pants wouldn't be none too comfortable, I don't reckon, but I bound you they'd sure hold a crease awful good. Wouldn't have to iron them very often. They're done iron.
Well, they don't wear them around town, Abner. They just wear them fighting them dragoons and stuff.
They do, huh?
Hey, let's get this thing open. We can talk
about it. I wear mine all the time. That's what I do.
Catch is kind of rusty.
Huh?
There.
That thing is rusty.
There.
For the land's sakes, that thing sure is stuff full, ain't it?
Oh, yeah.
That king sure must have owned a lot of stuff, you know.
Oh, kings owned anything they wanted to, just anything at all.
Yeah, look at this, Olam. Why, he never bought better stuff for himself. Look at this shirt here, worn clean out at the elbows.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe he just wore that before he worked up to being a king, when he was just a poor vessel hanging around the moot.
The what?
The moot.
Huh?
That's a little river they always dug around the castle.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the barber shop. Moe's Moot runs ours here.
No, it's sort of a little river, and it had a little bridge across it that you could raise or lower down. They put it out in the daytime and take it in at night, I think. The bridge, the moot was there all day long, of course, and night, too, first it goes.
Yeah. If they'd had sense enough not to dig that river in the first place, well, they wouldn't have had to build that bridge.
Well, that was just something they'd done to protect the king.
Protect the king.
Well, sure. They keep robbers and things like that away from the castle. They get in there and steal them crown jewels.
Doggy, that'd be a lot of work.
The queen, stuff like that.
I wouldn't want that job hauling in a brig every night. I know that if I was a king.
Well, the king never hauled it in himself. The serfs done it.
The what?
The serfs.
Oh, they did, huh?
Why, sure.
Hey, Doggies, wait a minute. You know, that'd be pretty handy at that, having a river right there by the castle. Fella could just go fishing any time he wanted to.
Oh, sure.
Just get yourself a pole and lean out the window and fish. That sounds pretty good, you know.
King's ham of it, all right.
Doggies, I don't see why I couldn't have been born a king instead of just a little old human.
Well, it's too late now to think about that, so forget it and help me unpack this stuff here.
Wonder if I could get Elizabeth to dig me a river around our place. Wouldn't have to be a big one, just enough to hold a few fish, all I want.
Silly, Abner.
Sun perch or two. That'd sure be handy, though. You shove a rocking chair up to the window and have Elizabeth stand down there below and bait the hook and take the fish off me when I catch them.
Stop daydreaming. You ain't no king, never was, and never will be. So just get that idea right out of your head and get to work here.
Dogan, I'd love to do that.
Here, take some of these antiques and start looking them over.
Wonder if it'd be better fishing out of an upstairs or a downstairs window.
Abner, I said forget that. We got to get everything in shape for the grand opening tomorrow.
Yeah, I know it, I know it. See what all this stuff is here anyway. Over there's a bundle of railroad timetables.
Mm-hmm.
Batch of picture postcards here. Ain't nothing old on them all. And here... Well, for the land's sake, say alive.
What's the matter?
Oh, that can't be. Now, this must be a mistake, Long.
Well, what is it?
Doggies. Was I ever buried?
Ever buried?
Yeah.
Oh, you ain't never been dead that I know of.
Huh. Reckon how that can happen. Don't reckon I could have been a king one time, do you?
A king?
Yeah, how I always lived here in Pine Ridge, Long. Do you recollect me ever going away from here for quite a spell?
Well, you went to Little Rock once for about a
week. No, I mean some foreign country.
Oh, for goodness sake. What are you talking about anyway?
Well, just look at this thing here. That might not scare me today.
Let me see what it is that's got you so upset.
Right there, look at it. If that ain't a picture of me, I'll put in with you.
Well, I'll swan to you. This does look like you, or your boy one.
I ain't no boy. Dogies, that there is a picture of me, Abner Peabody, as sure as a word.
Well, that couldn't be, though.
Not long, I know myself when I look at me. Now, look at that necktie there. I know good and well I wore a necktie just like that once, long time ago. I recollect it.
Well, there's surely more than one necktie in the world like that.
Never could be another face like that in there nowhere, so.
I'll grant you that, but still, this must be a mistake. I can't understand it at all.
Well, I can understand it. It means I must have been a king one time. I just don't recollect it, I reckon, though.
Well, you'd recollect it if you'd ever been a king. I can tell you that.
Maybe I had the amnesias or something like that. Grandpappy Spears, he had the amnesias once, and he never recollected nothing that happened to him.
Well, I know that,
and
but that's...
anything that Grandpappy can get, I can get it, too.
If you'd ever been a king, we'd have known it, though. Somebody'd have recollected it.
You can't tell if I'd had that amnesia. Grandpap, he got it. I'm just as good a man as he is. Wait a minute. I'm better than he is. I'm a king.
You ain't no king.
How'd my picture get in that suitcase full of buried treasure, then?
I don't know, but I know you ain't no king.
That's me there, sure as a world, Long. You never put that picture in there, did you?
Of course not. I've never seen this before. In the first place, all this buried treasure is thousands of years old, and you ain't even 100 yet.
My doggy, that's right, ain't it? Well, how did my picture get in there, then?
All I can figure out is that there ain't no picture of you.
Yes, it is.
It's just somebody that happens to look like you.
No, no.
Just somebody that got a bad break in life.
How come he's wearing my necktie, then?
I don't know. Where'd you get that necktie, do you recollect?
Why, sure. It was handed down to me.
Handed down?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I was scared of that.
Scared of what?
Well, Abner, it just looks like maybe they was kings in your family a long time ago, and they handed that necktie down and... from generations to generations.
You reckon so, sure enough, huh?
Well, I don't believe nobody could look as much like you as that picture not be related to you somehow.
You mean you think I'm sure enough related to kings?
Well, it just looks that way, Abner.
Good for me. Hooray, hooray.
Still hard to believe, though. Now, if it was a picture looking like me that we found in there, I could understand it. Because I know I've got royal blood in me. I'm a direct descendant of all them King Edwardses, but you, grannies...
What's wrong with me?
Well, nothing, but whoever heard of any King Peabody?
Well, that sounds pretty good to me. King Peabody.
Well, them two words just don't go together.
How?
And in the second place, you're too short for a king. They always come in bigger sizes.
How? How tall do you have to be?
Well, I don't know, but they have to be taller than you are. I know that.
They do, huh?
You hear the expression king size, haven't you?
Yeah, sure.
Well, that means extra big. Don't mean no little sawed-off short feller like you.
Well, I'll look taller when I get my crown on. I'll have the queen make me a good high one. That'll make me tall.
The queen?
Yeah, Elizabeth, my woman. She'd be a queen now, wouldn't she? I doggies, wait a minute. That proves I'm a royalty right there.
What proves what?
Queen Elizabeth. Don't you get it? You heard of Queen Elizabeth. That's wrote right down the history book. I saw that myself in Little Pearl's history long.
Hey, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure. I'm not only a king by direct inherit, I'm a king on the woman's side, too. That makes me a sort of a double king, you might say, you know?
Wait a minute now, Abner. I still don't think...
Don't call me Abner no more.
Huh?
From now on, you better call me My Majesty's, I think.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yes, sir. My Majesty's King Peabody himself in person. That's what I want you to say tomorrow when you introduce me at the grand opening.
Introduce you?
Why, sure. I'll be the main attraction, won't I? All the antiques and all that treasury junk we got here belongs to either me or my old King Relay one.
Well, now, hold on a second.
I want you to hire a couple of them cornet players, Lum. I saw pictures of them. They always blow music every time that the king comes out or goes in.
Now, listen here, my majesty.
And don't talk back, Knave.
Knave?
Yeah, I don't want no back talk of no kind from none of my little old no-count common everyday subjects.
Well, I'll swan to goodness.
All I'm going to do from now on is... I'm just going to wear my crown and servants wait on me hand and feet. Going to ride around in a gold car when I ain't leaning out the window. Get the phone there, Knave, before I chain you up and throw you to the lines or something.
It's the most disgusting thing I ever got.
Oh, because I wish I'd have found out I'd have king along.
John, I'm down store, library, and museum. Knave, Neil Eddard's talking. Oh, yeah, he's here.
That's one of my pheasants calling for me. Tell him I'm busy kinging now.
Mom? Oh, yeah, sure, I'll tell him.
One of my slaves, tell him I ain't in long.
Yes, Mom, right away.
Throw him a crust of bread.
All right, goodbye.
Who was that, surf boy?
That was the queen.
Huh?
She wants your royal highness to get his majestic self home and clean out the imperial stovepipe before she whops you on your royal canoe.